farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers in St. Elizabeth and Manchester are being advised that weather conditions are conducive for the rapid buildup of the beet army population. Find out more about the recommended integrated pest management practices to use to decrease the population on today's edition of Calling Farmers, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day segment. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Farmers in South St. Elizabeth, New Forest, Manchester, and their environs are being advised that the months of March to July and sometimes August is usually when there is a flare-up of the beet army worm. The outbreak occurs in crops such as escallion and onion. Western Zonal Plant Specialist at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Rod Lawrence Rose, says increased plant growth due to recent rains will provide additional food supply for the beet army worm.
What that does, it allows the crop to improve and produce a lot of new leaves, which is regarded as new flush. And that makes more food available for the beet armyworm. So there is a tendency for the pest to increase when there's, like, for example, a dry period, and then there's a good rain season. Then you have new leaves, which can also trigger possible increase in the pest, along also with the temperature, which is now higher.
Mr. Rowe notes that generally the manifestation of the pest is low, but there is a 7-10% increase in Junction, St. Elizabeth.
10% and above is regarded as a concern in terms of the impact of the pest on the crop. 10% infestation and damage is regarded as significant in terms of losses and also the potential for the pest to increase.
Farmers are being urged to be vigilant and use integrated pest management practices to mitigate the development of the beet army worm. Crops are to be monitored at least twice a week or every 3 days.
One of the most important management strategy is actually to inspect the field on a regular basis. So even if the fields are not badly affected, if it's below 10%, we do encourage them to still check, because one of the important thing in managing this pest is to find it when it's in the early stage and to also to keep the population low.
Another management strategy is handpicking the pest, which is a more practical approach for small fields.
That's finding the worms and crushing them, and also crushing the eggs to destroy the pest. And we see where that has also been contributing very well to keeping the pest population low.
Western Zonal Plant Specialist at RADA, Lawrence Rowe. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Beg water can boil cow kin. Translation, begged water cannot boil cow skin. And this means, do not depend on others to pull your weight.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for more ways to decrease the beet armyworm population.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.